Well, welcome back to Chapter 2 of our study guide for the FCC technician class license. And we're going to talk in this chapter about radio waves. Well, why do you want to get a radio license? Well, because you want to send out radio waves. So you probably already figured that out, that radio amateurs communicate using radio waves. And a radio wave is a type of electromagnetic wave, or a type of electromagnetic radiation, you might hear sometimes. But you have to know for the test that it's a type of electromagnetic wave, because it has some electrical properties, it has some magnetic properties. There are different kinds of electromagnetic waves. Light is a version of electromagnetic wave. Radio wave is the same, but just with a lot lower frequency or a lot longer wavelength. And we'll explain in a minute what those are. Radio wave, like I say, for the test, you just have to know that it's a type of electromagnetic wave. Any kind of a wave has two things going for it, two properties, and we don't have to understand exactly what they are, but we just have to get a little bit of an idea. You have to know that radio waves have a frequency, and you have to know that they have a wavelength. Frequency means how many times that their waves, they're fluttering back and forth as they go through the air, and how fast are they fluttering? Well, they're fluttering a certain number of times per second, and as you remember from chapter one, alternating current also flutters back and forth a certain number of times per second, so it has a frequency measured in hertz. But when we are talking about radio waves, the radio waves are fluttering really fast. They have a very high frequency, so they are usually measured in either kilohertz, 1,000 cycles per second, or megahertz, 1,000,000 times per second. So you have to know that radio waves have a frequency measured usually in kilohertz or in megahertz. You also have to know that they have a wavelength. Now, we could measure wavelength in feet or in yards or in inches or something, but we measure them in meters. Every radio wave has a wavelength, the wavelength is measured in meters. I'm just going to tell you a little piece of trivia. How fast are these radio waves traveling? Well, they're traveling at the speed of light, which happens to be 300 million meters per second. That fact is actually not on the test, but we'll see it's kind of indirectly on the test. But the really cool thing is if you take the frequency and the wavelength and multiply them together, you get the speed of light. So if you take the frequency in hertz and the wavelength in meters, and you multiply them together, whatever radio wave you're talking about, you will always get an answer of 300 million meters per second, because that's the speed of light. Or since we're usually working in megahertz, when we're talking about radio waves, if you take the frequency in megahertz and multiply it by the wavelength, you will always get the answer of 300. 300 what? 300 million meters per second. So the frequency in megahertz times wavelength always equals 300, as long as you're working in megahertz. And most of the problems on the test will be in megahertz. So here we're going to have another one of those little circles for you to draw, because the test won't ask you what's the speed of light. Well, it might ask you that, you have to know two formulas. We have to know three formulas. One we already told you, but the two important formulas are that the wavelength is always 300 divided by the frequency. And the frequency is always 300 divided by the wavelength. So if you want, you can draw another one of those little circles on your paper. Up at the top of the circle, you write 300. And down at the bottom of the circle, you write F for frequency and W for wavelength. If you need to know the frequency, you cover up the F. And what's on your paper? There's a 300 over W. 300 divided by wavelength. That's the formula for getting the frequency. Or if you need the wavelength, you put your hand over the W for wavelength, and what's left? You have 300 over F. That means to get the wavelength, you have to take 300 divided by the frequency. And there will be some questions about that on the test. It'll say, what is the wavelength of a 50 megahertz signal? It gives you megahertz. You need to change it to wavelength. You want wavelength, so you cover up W, you have 300 divided by 50 equals 6 meters, and 6 meters would be the answer to that question. Now, I'm going to give you some inside information on the test, because some of the questions, if you know that fact, if you know that frequency times wavelength equals 300. You will be able to figure out a lot of other questions because, for example, one of the things on the test, it might say, which one of the following is a frequency in the 2 meter amateur band? And you forgot. I told you to memorize the frequencies that you're allowed to use, but you just totally choked. You forgot that. You don't remember. Well, you can probably get the right answer even if you don't remember it, because it practically gives you the answer right there, because it says, which one of the following frequencies is a legal frequency for to use in the 2 meter band? Well, you think to yourself, oh, 2 meters. That means I can figure out the approximate frequency. So we know the wavelength, we know 2 meters, and we need to figure out the frequency. So you look at that little circle that you put on your scratch paper, and you want to know the frequency, so you cover up F, and right there in front of you is the formula, 300 divided by W, 300 divided by wavelength, 300 divided by 2. You can get out your calculator if you want. You don't need a calculator for that one, because you know that 300 divided by 2 equals 150. Now, you look at all the answers on the test, and, well, 150 is not one of the right answers, because when we say the 2 meter band, we really say the approximately 2 meter band, because if you did memorize it, you would have remembered that the 2 meter band actually goes from 144 to 148. But if you look at all the wrong answers, most of the wrong answers are way off. They're nowhere near 150. So you might look at the answer. You know, one of the answers is 146.52. Another answer is 50.4. The other answer is 28.7. And these other answers are all obviously wrong. So even if you didn't remember exactly where the 2 meter band is, by knowing this little factoid that frequency times wavelength equals 300, as long as you're working in megahertz, as long as you remember that, you'll be able to get some of those other questions right. So again, there will be some questions on that. Their chances are there will be one question of, what is the wavelength of a radio wave of this frequency? But there might be other ones in there where it's really helpful to know that, what those limits are. Now, on the test, you do have to memorize some frequency. You have to memorize the frequencies that you as a technician class licensee are allowed to operate, and they are in the book. Not all of them are necessarily on the test, but you should make sure that you can answer all the questions. I don't think any of the ones on 80, 40, and 15 meters are on the test, but if they were, you could probably figure it out just by knowing that frequency times wavelength equals 300. I think the 10 meter frequencies are on the test. So that you have to know that you can use a frequency between 28.0 and 28.3 when you're using CW, or Morse code, or RTTY, radio teletype, or data, using a maximum of 200 watts between 28.0 and 28.3 megahertz. You want to know that between 28.3 and 28.5 megahertz, you are allowed to use single sideband voice between 28.3 and 28.5. The 6 meter and 2 meter bands will be on the test. You have to know that they are 50 to 54 is the 6 meter band. And again, if you choke and you don't remember how many meters that is, remember that 6 meters is 50 megahertz. 50 times 6 equals 300. You need to remember that 50 to 54 is the 6 meter band. You have to know that the bottom 0.1 megahertz of that is CW only, Morse code only. Between 50 and 50.1, you can only use Morse code. Between 50.1 and 54, you can use any mode. And the same on the 2 meter band. Remember, 2 meters, well, it's not exactly 150. It's actually 144 to 148 are the limits for the 2 meter band. And you also have to remember that the bottom 0.1 is CW or Morse code only. So you can use Morse code between 144 and 144.1. Between 144.1 and 148, you can use anything. Memorize those numbers. You need to know those for the test. On the 1.25 meter band, which is, now here's one of the few trick questions that they'll have on there. If you ask any ham, what are the limits of the 1.25 meter band, they will tell you quite correctly that you as a technician can operate between 222 and 225 megahertz. But one thing that this comes up so rarely, that in a very limited situations, for fixed digital message forwarding systems only, you as an amateur radio operator can use 219 through 220 megahertz. That's very rarely used because it's a very, very limited use. But you have to, it's on the test though. And you have to know that between 219 and 220, yes, a technician can legally operate on those frequencies, but only in that very, very limited way for a fixed digital message forwarding system. That will be on the test, even though that's not covered too often. For the 70 centimeter band, you need to know that that runs between 420 and 450 megahertz. You need to know that you can operate between 902 and 928 megahertz. And you need to know that you can operate between 1240 and 1300 megahertz. There are other places that you're allowed to operate, but they're not covered on the test. Memorize those numbers I just told you. So look in the book. Commit those to memory. You need to know that how much power can you use on those frequencies? Well, in general, when you as a technician are below 30 megahertz, that is when you're in the 80, 40, 15, or 10 meter amateur bands, you can use 200 watts. Above 30 megahertz, that is 6 meters and higher, and 50 megahertz and above, you can use 1,500 watts, 1,500 watts. That's the maximum power for hams in general. Technicians, when you're below 30 megahertz, you're limited. You can't use the full power. You can only use 200 watts. Those will be on the test. Make sure that you have them memorized. But if you choke and you forgot to memorize them, just remember, frequency times wavelength equals 300. And more times than not, you can figure out the right answer just by knowing that. You need to know the names of some pieces of the radio spectrum. You need to know that between 3 and 30 megahertz is called HF, or high frequency. You need to know that between 30 and 300 megahertz is called VHF, or very high frequency. And you need to know that between 300 and 3000 megahertz is UHF, or ultra high frequency. So remember, everything starts with a 3. 3 to 30 is HF. 30 to 300 is VHF, 300 to 3000 is called UHF. That's just what they're called. That might be on the test. HF, well, one the significant fact you have to know, and the thing that makes really radio the most fun thing to do, is the fact that on HF, and sometimes on VHF, but mostly on HF, between 3 and 30 megahertz, your signal can bounce off of the ionosphere and be reflected all around the world. So you have to know that that happens most often in the HF frequencies. You need to know, one important, very important thing to know is you have to know that, these are the frequency limits, but your entire signal has to be within that frequency limit. So if you're allowed to the top of the 2 meter band is 148 megahertz. Well, if you just set your radio and transmit on 148, well, half of your signal is below 148 and half your signal is above 148 because your signal has a certain bandwidth. So that would not be legal to turn your radio and set it to 148.000. That would not be legal because half of your signal would be out of the band. So you always have to know you have to know approximately how wide your signal is and stay at least that far away from the bandage. Transmitting on 147.990 is probably okay, but you'll get in trouble if you transmit on 147.999. You have to keep that in mind. You have to know that some of our bands are shared in the United States and in other countries. Some of the bands, such as, for example, the 23-centimeter band, we have a secondary allocation, and we're secondary to somebody else, namely Radio Navigation Service. And you just have to know that if you have a secondary assignment, well, then you can't interfere with the people who have the primary right to use that band. There are some specific frequencies that are covered on the test. For example, you'll want to know that 146.52 megahertz is the national FM calling frequency. 146.52 is the national calling frequency. But if you choke, if you forget that, remember it'll say, what is the 2 meter frequency? So you can probably narrow down the answers just by remembering that frequency times wavelength equals approximately 300. You're probably familiar with repeaters. Repeaters are a station that picks up a signal, like from your small handheld radio or from the radio in your car, and retransmits it over a much larger range because it's located in a high area. On that, you need to know that you transmit and you receive on different frequencies. The difference between the frequencies is called the split. And you need to know that on 2 meters, the split is usually 600 kilohertz. So, for example, if you are transmitting on a repeater that you are listening on 146.940 megahertz, 146.94, you generally transmit 600 kilohertz below that signal. So in that example, you would be transmitting on 146.34. So when you're using a repeater, you're transmitting on one frequency, listening on another frequency. The difference is the split. You need to know that on 2 meters, the split is usually 600 kilohertz. And you have to know that on the 70 centimeter band, the 440-something megahertz, there the offset is usually 5 megahertz. So you are transmitting 5 megahertz away from where you are listening. Sometimes you want to listen to see what's going on the input frequency. Then you use the reverse split on your radio. If you are close to somebody else but they're far away from the repeater, maybe you can hear them on that reverse split on the input, even though the repeater is not picking them up. That's something you have to know. You have to know those split frequencies. So remember, chapter two is pretty easy. What do radios use to get out? They use radio waves. You already knew that. But you do want to memorize all those frequency limits, because there will be questions about those on the test. But remember, if you choke, you forgot, you don't remember what you memorized, you can usually, by the process of elimination, eliminate some of the wrong answers by remembering that frequency times wavelength equals 300. As long as you have frequency in megahertz times the wavelength in meters, your answer will always be 300. So if it mentions a wavelength, you can always figure out the approximate frequency from that piece of information.